It's been a very difficult time for a number of industries, and it's been a very difficult time for the arts. It's been a difficult time for hairdressers who are now back at work again. And as I said earlier on, it's been a very difficult time for domestic workers. I don't know what you've done, but, you know, as time goes on, 5 months down the line, are you still able to maintain and send your domestic worker some money so that, you know, she can also, he or she can also live and at least sort of maintain their homes? And it's very, very difficult. 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's a very good morning to you. Welcome to Cape Talk. And I'm Zane Johnson in for Sarah Jane King this morning. Luke Cornell is the owner of Cornell's Corp, which supplies and trains animals for the film, fashion, and TV industries. Plus, he runs educational encounters and workshops for children. And we chat this morning to Luke because there seems to be a bit of a dire strait. And this is one of the other industries that has, you know, sort of fallen to its knees when it comes to COVID-19. Luke, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk this morning.
Thank you, Zane. Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
Talk to us, first of all, about, you know, your Cornell's Corp. Talk to us about it. How many animals do you have and where have these animals come from?
Zane, we're based on 5 kilometers from Bot River on a farm. I've been on this specific place for 15 years. And on it are a culmination of the animals that have found me over the last 30 years in film. For instance, I have ostriches and baboons that are almost 30 years old. The majority of the animals, specifically the predators, all have been rescued either from hunting farms or from bone trade farms, as some of my lines come from. We've been in the film industry for over 30 years, and in addition to that, the farm serves as a sanctuary for the animals where they know they will never be hunted, sold, or traded. We run a lot of educational tours for kids. We run cheetahs for anybody who wants to see cats in their natural environment, and generally we try and give the animals as close to a natural life as possible here on the farm.
How many animals do you have in the farm? And if you can specify, so many cheetahs, so many lions, we can get a better picture of what the farm is about.
I've got 7 lions, 4 cheetahs, caracal, 2 species of baboons, some monkeys, ostriches, herds of zebras, deer, peacocks, dogs, meerkats, raccoons. There's a lot.
And your animals, obviously, you know, the film industry has gone very quiet due to lockdown, and I know that they've been filming a number of adverts during the lockdown period, but there's not that big a demand for your animals, is it?
Well, what we actually did is we did some remote filming tests from the farm itself. We had a crew out here, and we transmitted to a lot of countries, Japan in the morning, the States, Canada and Iceland, where people could actually see us working in the studio and could remote direct. And because of that, we've managed to land one quite large job, luckily, which will keep us alive for a few months. But on the whole, yes, there's no tourism, so we have no educational tours running currently, and there's no clients coming in to actually be part of their production. So all in all, yes, we kind of lost work completely from mid-March.
And Luke, talk to us basically about your farm, because a number of people will say, you know, it's difficult to just take these animals and then you know, keep them. Why don't you put them back into the wild? But you run a number of outings and sort of educational experiences, and your guides educate the guest about the different species.
And what I always say is, you know, people are welcome to visit and form their own opinion. There are a lot, obviously, everybody in the world has an opinion, and most of them are uninformed, unfortunately. You know, I've worked with animals for my entire adult life, and you will always come across the people who say, yes, you keep animals in captivity. If you look at it on the whole, everything lives in captivity these days. The migration routes in the parks have been destroyed. So my thing is always, why don't you come and see my animals? See for yourself if they're happy or not. Check their condition. Are they psychologically happy? And for me, my animals speak for themselves.
Yeah. Chat to us about the challenges that you've been facing since the lockdown period. And we're chatting this morning to Cornell's Corp owner and animal trainer Luke Cornell out in the Bot River area. Talk to us, you know, the lockdown has knocked a number of industries. So what have you been doing since sort of the end of March up until now?
Well, for one, we haven't stopped working. We work 7 days a week. Yeah? You know, the animals need to be checked daily. The water, they need to be exercised. They need to be fed. I think the biggest challenge for us has been the fact that there's been, and we're not alone in this. I don't feel victimized. The entire country and the world is suffering from this pandemic. And obviously our biggest stress has been financial. It's, you know, otherwise life has continued as per normal. We are on a skeleton staff. But we've continued reinventing ourselves. We're building a cycle track through the farm so that you can ride through. You can go see the giraffes, the zebras in their natural environment. We're trying to create a new footprint to create a feet on the ground to form some kind of income in this time.
Mm. The animals that you are training, you provide animals for, you know, the film industry and also probably for the advert industry. How difficult is it to train, for instance, a lion or a cheetah for this industry?
Well, there's a common misunderstanding. I'm not training the animal to do something that it can't do. You can't make a lion sing the national anthem, you know, unless you're one of our ministers. But, you know, my calling is actually to know how to have the animal do something specific at a set time in front of a camera. And you're not doing something unnatural to the animal. You're doing something that the animal can only do itself. There's just a bit of a misunderstanding there, you know.
Mm. And you teach children on your educational encounters. So how important is it for children to learn about these animals and to actually know? Sometimes I took my little one to Aquila last year during sort of, you know, the June holidays and so on. And it was fascinating to see her actually look at a lion and look at an elephant and go, wow, this is what an elephant actually looks like in the real.
Well, we're doing a lot of outreach work with the local schools. I'm hesitant to use the word underprivileged because I think we're all underprivileged these days under the current current government. But, you know, the kids come in. Every single animal has the board outside that states its CITES status in terms of its rarity. It cites all the characteristics of the animal, how much it weighs, how fast it can run. You know, and there are a lot of kids who've never actually laid eyes on a live cheetah, never mind seen one run past them at full speed in a natural environment. And that's the kind of thing that we offer is every single animal on this farm I have a personal relationship with. They're not an asset. They are actually my family, you know.
Chatting this morning to Luke Cornell of Cornell's Corp, the owner and animal trainer out in the Bot River area. And, you know, most of the animals have been rescued from hunting farms and homes where they've been illegally and cruelly kept. And Luke says we offer them a life as close to wild as possible while also taking care of their every need for health and happiness. Surely financially it must have been a strain on you during the course of the lockdown, because you can't say to the animal, it's COVID, I don't have money, so I don't have food and water for you.
No, unfortunately, I went to my knees to ABSA and I'm further indebted for the rest of my life, like most of us.
Yeah. So you've taken out a loan with them?
Yes,
and is it one of those sort of rescue packages?
I did. Luckily, I applied for the debt relief funding. So, you know, I've got three tranches for 3 months, and then that only becomes repayable in January. But we need to now hope that the country will open up, and between now and January, we will be able to earn sufficient to start paying back what we've borrowed.
Mm. Have you ever considered putting up accommodation on your farm, for instance, where, you know,
we do have accommodation. For instance, I live in my manager's house, and my main house is for rental, and we have cottages. You know, we're talking about a major blow. It's 5 months. It's almost an entire season because, you know, the film season basically works over the summer months.
Yeah.
We lost the end of last season and we're losing the beginning of the second season. So I'm not quite sure how easy the way forward will be, but, you know, we carry on, eh?
What are you expecting the president to indicate to us with, you know, the end of the state of disaster? Are you looking forward to him saying, listen, let's go to level 2, let's open the entire economy? Because this is what the Western Cape government has been banging on the door for the last week or two.
You know, Zane, I'm very hesitant to comment on something that's A, political, and B, affects so many people. For myself, you know, all I can say is I adhere to social distancing, I wash my hands, I wear my mask, I have siblings who are doctors and epidemiologists, I take their advice. But at the same time, I think, you know, I live in a rural area and we've been picking fruit to deliver to our local village because people are hungry. They are really hungry. And yeah. I don't know what the equation is between the actual physical suffering and the people who are actually suffering from COVID. You know, we have TB, we have HIV, we have many things affecting the underprivileged in this country. And I think COVID is just like a final nail in the coffin.
24 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're chatting this morning to Luke Cornell in Bot River, Cornell's Crop owner and trainer. If you want to have a look at what they do there, Cornell's Crop, that's Cornell, C-O-R-N-E-L-L, Cornell's Crop, K-O-P, .co.za. Luke, I know that a number of our listeners, a number of people listening to us this morning are sitting there and thinking to themselves, maybe there is a way that we can actually help Luke and assist him in sort of, you know, maintaining these animals, keeping them alive until things ease up for you and things sort of ease up going forward for you. Is there anything that you need? Give us a list. Tell us what you need and tell us how we are able to assist you.
Well, you know, there are two ways. You can either come out here on a tour. We are open because we have social distancing. The tours are outside, obviously. You can come and see our cheetahs run. You can come and see our lions roaming. You can come and see the zebras walking around. In that way that, you know, you can make a financial contribution. And the other way is to just hope that, you know, that things will open up and improve. And then the film industry did open a back of buddy campaign for us, which is really generous, and it's been converted straight into animal feed.
Mm.
And otherwise, you know, we're in the same boat as everybody else, and I'm holding thumbs that we will get out of it safely.
Mm. So where do people go to if they would like to make a contribution or just to assist and, you know, financial help and so on? Is there any particular specific portal we can go to?
There is a Back a Buddy campaign that was very kindly started by Juice Films. It is at the Cornell's Crop page on Back a Buddy.
All right. And I say that, see that you say all donors will be mentioned on our Facebook and Instagram pages. And of course, thanks for the support from the people.
Correct, yes.
Well, Luke, thanks very much for getting up. I know that people on a farm normally get up very, very early in the morning, but everything of the best heading forward. And I hope that, you know, somehow or other, we have a bit of a gap in the COVID-19 regulations. And I hope that we have a little bit of a gap, even if we stay at level 3, maybe level 3 advanced or level 3 advanced, whichever one we're going to be in, so that you guys can actually, you know, find a way of getting back on your feet again. And thanks very much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much, Sam, and good day to everybody.
That's Luke Cornell from Bot River, Cornell's Crop. You go down to cornellscrop.co.za, C-O-R-N-E-L-L-S-K-O-P, cornellscrop.co.za.